Huge. I'm going to be extremely brief in looking at the first four verses of John chapter 14 as we prepare our hearts to partake of the Lord's table. As Mick spoke, the one thing that really for me stood out in his message was the responsibility we have as the remnant. If we are the remnant, if we are the people of God, what a responsibility. What a responsibility we have to display Him and to be like Him. We are all so weak. We are all so helpless. We are all so sinful. And yet God has chosen us to be His special people. Just well-known verses, extremely well-known verses in John chapter 14, verses 1 to 4. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way, ye know. When Joseph said to his brothers, come near to me, one of the things he wanted them to do was not to look to themselves, but to look to him. And the Lord Jesus does the same here. He wants them to remove their eyes from themselves and to fix their eyes upon him. And briefly we have the plea, the pledge, the promise, the purpose, and the pronouncement. The plea is in verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. If a psychiatrist this morning said to you, let not your heart be troubled, you would say, why? What reason are you going to give me not to have a troubled heart? The Lord Jesus gives us innumerable reasons, countless reasons, not to be troubled. And we could spend much time on that, but we won't. Then he says, an amazing statement. You believe in God, that's an accepted fact, you believe in God. But then he says, believe also in me. It's as if, it's not as if, he is putting himself on the same level as God. He's saying, you believe in God, believe also in me. Declaring by implication equality with God. He's saying, the same way you trust in God, I want you to put that same trust in me. That's the plea. The plea of the Lord Jesus this morning is that unless we trust Him, our hearts will be troubled. Unless we put our whole selves in His hands, our hearts will not be at rest. I wonder this morning if Mick was talking about heart surgery. If we were to look into your own heart this morning, would there be tossed waves? Or would there be something like a calm lake? And as Mick reminded us about Joseph desiring to bless his brothers and his family, the Lord Jesus wants to bless us as well. Then there's the pledge in verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. It's a pledge. It's a pledge of the Lord Jesus. And he goes as far as to say, I do not lie. I am not in the habit of telling lies. If it wasn't the case, if it wasn't the case that I am going to prepare a place, I would tell you that. I would tell you the truth. Then we have in verse 3 the promise and the purpose. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. The world is on an ever lessening time clock. Every moment, every second, ushering toward that great promise, I will come again. As we partake of the Lord's table, we do not know, genuinely do not know, if this will be the last time that we shall partake of the bread and wine before this promise is fulfilled. Then we have the great purpose of the promise in verse 3, that where I am, there ye may be also. Joseph, come near to me, the Lord Jesus, that where I am, there ye may be also. Someone has said that if the Lord Jesus, when I get to heaven, is not there, then heaven will be a hell to me. You see, for the believer, it's not just about getting to paradise. It's not just about getting to a nice place. It's about seeing the Lord Jesus Christ and being with Him. And then we have finally in verse 4, the pronouncement. The pronouncement is, and whither I go, ye know, and the way, ye know. The Lord Jesus doesn't say, you're getting there, you know, you've nearly got it now. That would be an Arminian Jesus, wouldn't it? You're working it out. Jesus makes a Calvinistic pronouncement, if I can say that. The way, you know, they didn't, humanly speaking, they didn't. Humanly speaking, they hadn't got a clue. Just a bit like maybe you with me and with making sometimes. You know, where's he getting at? They didn't know what the Lord Jesus was really saying. But he makes a sovereignty pronouncement. Where I go, you know, and the way, you know. So as Liam stands out on the streets preaching Christ, the only confidence that he has is that this same God who has made himself real to us can reveal himself to even the stones that are walking around. Jesus said, God can out of these stones make children unto Abraham. The plea, believe in me. The pledge, I go to prepare a place. The promise, I will come again. The purpose, to receive you unto myself. And the pronouncement, you know the way. As we come to the Lord's table now, in a few moments, we know the way, because we know that these symbols, that these emblems, represent the one we have come to know by grace and by mercy, the Lord Jesus. Bless his name.